prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, we're going to be doing our normally scheduled episode of Science for Humans. We're going to be talking about lysine and how it affects things like fever sores and even shingles with Dr. Jeff Galini. Then we're going to switch it up and we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of CLA. We know about conjugated linoleic acid. It's used for weight loss and lots of other things. We're going to get to the bottom of that. And then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be talking about low-carbohydrate diets for diabetes and obesity. The mainstream is finally starting to figure this out. Just want to mention a couple things. Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, which is All American EFX Sports. You can check them out by going to superhumanradio.com. Also, last week on Science for Humans, we gave away the dangers of creatinine, however you like to pronounce it. We still have some books available. This is an actual book. It'll be autographed by Dr. Jeff Galini and mailed to you. If you want a copy, there's still some available. Send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com. Include your mailing address, so we don't have to email you back and ask for that. Okay, so drum roll, please.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
I got your music right this time, Jeff.
Wow, oh, that's very nice.
I know, I'm actually on the ball for once. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good. This is the when we plan these shows, this is the one I wanted to do first because this is the one that's most exciting to me.
I know. That's why I waited a little bit.
I know. You stinker, you. Okay. So this is one that people can really take away and use because everybody knows somebody who's had a fever sore. But more importantly, shingles is on the rise right now. In fact, they have shingles vaccines. And a lot of people actually develop the shingles after they get the vaccine. I was talking to a guy in the sauna today. About this, he said, what are you talking about today? And I told him about the first half hour. He goes, you know, my wife convinced me to go and get a shingles vaccine. I never had the shingles in my life. I got the vaccine a year and a half later. He said, I had this thing on my eye. The doctor asked me if I ever got the shingles vaccine. And I said, yes. He goes, well, this is a reaction to the vaccine. He goes, what is it? He goes, well, it's not full blown shingles. It's kind of a mild version of shingles. We're seeing this in people who get the vaccine. I'm like, whoa, why would you want to get the vaccine if it's going to give you mild shingles?
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's crazy. So let's start, first of all, what is lysine?
Yeah, and I think that's the first thing we got to talk about is, you know, lysine is what's called an amino acid. And if you're not familiar with amino acids, these are the building blocks of protein. They are essential for our body's use and normal production. Amino acids are broken into two categories, essential amino acids and non-essential amino acids. Non-essential amino acids are the amino acids that your body produces, synthesizes, so you don't need to get them from dietary sources.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The essential list are things that your body don't produce, and you need to get those from your dietary list. So lysine is an essential amino acid, again, meaning that your body doesn't produce this. It's essential that you do take it in. Basically, what does it do? It's necessary for building all protein in the body. It plays a major role in the absorption of calcium, which is very important. Builds muscle protein. It helps us to recover from surgeries or sports injuries. And it also aids in the body's production of hormones, enzymes, and antibodies. So very, very important amino acid. it's so important that, you know, nature has made it quite abundant in a variety of foods. Mm-hmm. So unless you are on some very, very strict diet, it's pretty easy to get in some lysine.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people don't eat. You know, vegans will probably have a harder time getting adequate amounts of lysine in unless they're eating whole soybean, whole pumpkin seeds, and even peas have some good amounts of lysine in it. But I think the greatest amounts of lysine come from animal protein, right?
They do, and usually people who are, you know, strict vegetarians or vegans do have a higher rate of lysine deficiency. But, you know, just to throw out a couple, you know, fish has got the highest amount of lysine, just to kind of categorize
guess
that.
Guess which fish has the highest amount of lysine of all fish?
It's actually, there's a whole list of them. You want me to rattle them off?
Well, okay, yeah, please.
Tuna and yellowtail actually have 9.2%, and within that range you have like salmon, trout, grouper, Maui, and then catfish is right behind it with 9.1. And maybe you had another list or
No. I was surprised that catfish was up there because catfish is I don't when I was a kid I ate catfish. We used to catch them in the lake, but then I started to learn that catfish are kind of the garbage men of the lakes, and they eat everything that's gross at the bottom of the lake. And I thought, I don't like to eat catfish anymore, but I was surprised to see that catfish was very, very high in lysine. I think that's something.
It is. And then right after that, you know, beef, you know, we're about 8.3%, and then we get into our chicken. So obviously most people who eat meat, you know, are going to get a pretty good amount of lysine. Excuse me. You do find it, you know, in your lentils, a lot of your beans, chickpeas, soybeans, navy beans. And then I was surprised to find out that milk was 7.4% lysine. And then Parmesan cheese,
yes.
Cheese was high in lysine.
I love Parmesan cheese. In fact, you know, Elisa and I make Parmesan cheese chips. We shred Parmesan cheese, put it on a piece of... what do they call that paper? It's not wax paper, but anyway,
parchment paper.
Thank you. On a cookie sheet, and then just bake it off in the oven at 400 degrees until it turns yellow, and then let it dry and get crisp, and eat those when we want something crunchy. Well, who knew that Parmesan cheese was so high in lysine?
Absolutely. And then I was also surprised that eggs, you know, were very high. So for most people who do eat, you know, eggs and meats, you know, it's pretty easy to get a pretty good dose of lysine into your diet. Like I said, you know, it's so important that nature put it in a variety of items.
How much lysine do you think we need to get on a regular basis to have some of the protective effects? And then we'll talk about what it protects against.
You know, from what I think, you know, somewhere between 500 to 625 milligrams a day, you know, of lysine to maintain, to do what lysine needs to do seems to be a pretty good amount. And like I said, that's pretty easy to get that in from your diet. If not, you know, we'll talk later about, you know, supplements and things to be able to get that lysine in.
So let's talk about what lysine is good for. And then we'll take our first commercial break. This is really exciting to me because there are so many people who suffer from some of these conditions that all fall under the herpes simplex category, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, instead of talking about what lysine's good for, you know, we'll talk about, you know, what some of the deficiencies are, and then that'll kind of show you
yes.
what it's good for. One of the biggest ones is if you've got appetite loss or you just have trouble putting on weight, that's a lysine deficiency.
Really?
Yeah. The next one is, you know, fatigue and mood changes. You know, a lot of us get tired. You know, caffeines and all the things we do probably affect our lysine levels. You'll see lysine in a lot of hair vitamins. So, you know, if you have thinning hair, or you start to get some of your hair falls out as you're combing or showering, that's also a lysine deficiency.
Mm.
Anemia, which, you know, that would be more of a medical condition, but that is also a deficiency of lysine. And some newer studies are showing that anxiety by people who are low in lysine seem to be more anxious, and as they introduced more lysine into the diet, their anxiety levels decreased.
Now that one makes sense. I want to hold with that. Hold on to that last thought for a second, Dr. Glini. That one makes sense because herpes simplex is a virus that stores itself in the basal ganglia of the neuron, and it erupts when people are under great deals of stress.
Yes.
So that one makes perfect sense.
That one does, you know, and again, some of the more recent research where they've used just, you know, normal families where in some parts of the world like Syria where they are deficient in lysine, they seem to be more anxious than other parts of the world. That was an interesting study. And then, of course, getting on to the big one, which are cold sores and herpes. As you said, that's the virus, herpes simplex. Most people don't realize that also causes cold sores besides the genital herpes. But that is, I call it a lysine deficiency, but actually lysine works a little bit differently in order to help suppress that virus.
Okay, do you think that the pathway that it suppresses it is through what we just discovered, that it somehow attenuates the perceived levels of stress and lets the virus remain dormant?
You know, actually, there's a much simpler way that this works. Another amino acid that is on the non-essential list is L-arginine.
Right.
And you may not know, but arginine is required by herpes. So what lysine actually does is it works to help repress the metabolism of arginine, which then will hinder the amount of outbreaks of herpes. Herpes needs arginine to do its thing. So that's the most common way that lysine does work on that herpes virus.
So it would be considered lysine, and I always get these mixed up. It's a lysine would be an agonist or antagonistic of arginine. Or neither.
Boy, you're like me.
I always get those confused.
Antagonist because it's antagonizing the metabolizing, but I always get those confused myself.
So if somebody does suffer from fever sores, they should increase their lysine intake, but that increase should be relative to how much arginine you're also consuming as well, whether it's dietary supplements or other sources like beet juice, which is known to have some, is it arginine or nitrites? Maybe it has nitrates in it that cause nitric oxide synthase.
Yeah, those have the nitrates. Yeah, we don't want to give anyone the impression that, you know, you quit taking arginine. Because, again, arginine is important for muscle growth and growth hormone and other types of vitamins. But if you do have the herpes, simplex virus, which is in a lot of us, and it never shows up, that might be something to discuss with your doctor, you know, to be careful not to take in excess amounts. So I wouldn't go out and take the supplement arginine. That I would stay away from.
Interesting. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick up on the other side. We're talking right now with Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about lysine, this amino acid. We're going to talk about supplementation as well when we come back, and how it can protect you against the herpes virus, whether it be herpes simplex on your lip or on your genitalia, or the herpes zoster simplex, which is the painful form of shingles. We'll talk about that when we come right back. Stay tuned.
Freakish muscle gains, freak maker build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak maker build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of free alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini. Today we're talking about lysine. The magic of lysine. If you are somebody who is prone to fever sores or one of the herpes simplex family of conditions, whether that be genitalia or even herpes zoster, which is so popular today, they have a vaccine for it called the shingles vaccine, a very, very painful form of herpes. Knowing about lysine could actually be very beneficial to you. So lysine works. That's the good news, but the bad news is that lysine works. And what I mean by that is you can't just take it recklessly, can you?
No, you can't. Like anything, you got to be responsible. There is, although there hasn't been any toxicity studies done on, you know, long prolonged use at high levels, there's been a couple incidences, you know, where people took 3 to 4 grams a day for a couple years that they did have some health issues. But I think, you know, what research has been done, 1,250 milligrams when you feel a cold sore or a fever blister coming on for a couple, 2-3 days until that goes away seems to be the magic number.
Now, okay, so once the outbreak has occurred, it can curtail it then, huh? It can shorten the outbreak's period?
Absolutely. You know, at that point, your body obviously has an abundance of arginine to produce that outbreak. So by increasing your lysine, you will start to retard that or slow that growth down.
Now, maintaining healthy intake of lysine, which can be done with dietary choices, making sure that you're eating enough animal protein and dairy and stuff like that, should maintain good levels of lysine intake. That in and of itself, has that been shown to reduce the number of outbreaks over a period of time?
Absolutely. I think if you're someone who typically doesn't get very many cold sores, fever blisters, canker sores, then you probably, it's a good sign that you're getting inadequate amounts of lysine from your diet. But if you're someone who on a weekly basis or monthly basis, you know, has cold sores, then again, that's an indication that you are deficient in lysine. So you're going to either need to look at those lysine-rich foods or look to a lysine supplement to help bring those levels back up.
What about topical application of lysine? Any evidence that that might be beneficial for localized, to just put it right on the sore, so to speak?
You know, I mean, there are some over-the-counter medicines that, you know, help from a topical standpoint, but this is something that has to happen internally, you know, for that to be effective.
So if people are maintaining adequate lysine intake and especially paying attention to lysine intake, if you're supplementing with things like L-arginine or L-arginine alpha-ketoglutarate or any of these spin-off molecules, you are prone to fever sores or herpes outbreaks, you do need to pay attention to your lysine intake, right?
Absolutely. Either decrease your arginine intake or I would definitely be on a maintenance lysine intake to combat that excess arginine.
There are some contraindications. Taking lysine with antibiotics may be contraindicated. So if you have to go on antibiotics for some reason and you're taking lysine, you may want to stop taking it for a short period of time. The other health disorders that you were talking about a moment ago, if somebody already has kidney issues and or cardiovascular issues, lysine may not be the best thing for you. Lysine apparently has the ability to cause arteries to become more rigid, so to speak. And as a result of that, if you have any type of issues with vasculature arteries and or your heart, you probably shouldn't just take lysine without paying attention to these issues. And probably lysine from your diet is going to be more than enough to tilt the scale in the right direction to deal with an outbreak. Would you agree with that, Dr. Green?
I do. And, you know, just to stress, anyone who does have, you know, any type of ailment or you're on any type of medication, you always want to check with your doctor before taking any type of supplements. We're not medical doctors. We're just kind of here to help give the information. So if you do have some ailment or you're on a prescription drug, always double check with your doctor to make sure that it isn't going to react with what you're doing.
Yeah. What else do we need to know about lysine and the discussion we're having today?
Well, you know, like I said, I think the most important thing to realize is that, you know, by increasing to that 1,250 milligrams a day, you're doing pretty good. But what I wanted to talk about is, what if you can't get in any more food? You know, what else could you use? That's where we start to talk about the lysine supplement. And my recommendation is do not go buy it from the big box stores. Mm. They carry the cheapest product at the cheapest price. Go to a quality health food store who has researched, you know, what brands they trust in, or a reputable online place. You can usually buy lysine in capsules or tablets. But, you know, with some of the most recent issues with these non-appearing herbs and products, I always recommend you don't go to the mass market, get it for $1.50 a bottle place.
Well, the other issue with amino acids is where are they synthesized from? So I found out a while back that some of the manufacturers over in Asia of amino acid blends like EAAs and BCAAs, they were actually making this from the feathers of birds. And you might think, well, that's no big deal, but it is because these feathers are really dirty, disgusting things that they're starting out with. And even with the purification process, I don't know that I want my amino acids to come from there. The other thing is amino acids can carry heavy metals if they're not made right, if they're not made under the proper strict supervision. And so these cheaper brands, you know, like you're talking about, these no-name brands out there may actually be tainted with heavy metals. You don't need that. You don't want that.
And you want to make sure that, you know, again, the brand isn't also contaminated with other amino acids. The feather processing, it literally sits out in the open in tanks. I mean, it's really dirty.
Nasty.
It's nasty. And, you know, the best is fermentation process, but none of the brands are going to really tell you how that's done. But usually if it costs a little bit more, there's a reason. It's probably a higher quality, was manufactured in a GMP facility, and the brand behind it has done some pretty good research to make sure that that quality is good for you.
So I took a chance and just Googled topical lysine, and I found a half a dozen brands of topical lysine, and they all claim to cut the outbreak of herpes and or fever sores in half. In half. Some of them have other things in them that have analgesic and even numbing effects, because we know that these types of fever sores are very painful. The nerve endings that that protrude within them become hypersensitized. People complain about the feeling of burning skin. So some of them have analgesics and or numbing properties that get rid of that burning feeling. But the lysine in them claims to cut the outbreak in half. I think that's pretty darn good for something that's not a pharmaceutical drug.
That is, you know, I mean, it is a possibility that it does go in transdermally. And like you said, there's probably some other components in there. Taking vitamin C and zinc along with your lysine, you know, is also good. So, again, if it's a reputable brand, it would be worth trying. You know, if it's just some, you know, internet site you've never heard of that's got all kind of cures testimonies, then I'd be a little bit aware of it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Also want to mention once again, so we gave away, you were gracious enough and generous enough to give away 25 copies of The Dangers of Creatinine last week. And we have a lot of people, as I had suspected, who think there aren't any copies left. And these are actual copies of the book itself. It's autographed by Dr. Galini. And it's on sale at Amazon.com, quite frankly. You could buy it as well, but you can get a copy for free. We still have, I want to say, about a half a dozen to seven or eight copies left at last count.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyone who would like a copy, like Carl said, just go ahead and make sure you give us your address. Carl, where do they want to send that to?
On air at superhumanradio.com, and you will get your autographed copy of The Dangers of Creatinine. Great book. And keep in mind, it doesn't just talk about supplementation with creatine. It talks about how to actually prepare your food so it does not develop high levels of creatinine in the cooking process. This book isn't about sports supplementation. This book is about overall health. It's a great book. Great book. Rob Regish read it and told me that he thought it was a fantastic book. And so you can get a copy on air at superhumanradio.com. Include your address, your mailing address, and put the word creatine. I know it's confusing. Creatine in the subject line, okay? Dr. Jeff, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about conjugated linoleic acid, CLA. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you want free Fresh Muscle Gains Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Free Alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. CLA, or conjugated linoleic acid, has been used within the fitness community for a very, very long time. It is touted to help people lose body fat, get leaner. My next guest is Dr. Silas Benjamin. We're going to be talking about a recent paper that his group published looking at CLA. How you doing, Dr. Benjamin? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, hello.
Hello. I'm Silas Benjamin from University of Calicut, Kerala, India.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for choosing me to your show.
So tell us about CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, what did you learn in your study?
See, this is the omega fatty acid is very known to the people. There are different types of functional foods, then medical foods, then fortified foods. Normally, this conjugated linoleic acid is considered as a functional food. Functional food is supposed to give some additional benefits apart from the nutrition values, which would fortify the health. The CLA was discovered 25 years back by Pereira and his co-workers.
Uh-huh.
And it was first identified from the ground meat, and later on the study expanded. Now it has become expanded as a 200 million nutraceutical business across the world. Mainly this conjugated linoleic acid is focused on the body composition improvement. And we studied in detail on the conjugated linoleic acid. We started this work, actually I started this work in Germany under Professor Frederick Spinner, University of Münster, Germany, and also University of Jena. Professor Yares was also collaborated with that group.
Mm-hmm.
This was a network program conducted in Germany in early, in 10 years back. And I also joined in the program. After that, we decided to evaluate the importance of clinical studies. And thus, now we consolidated the available data on clinical studies into a review in which Professor Schwinner and also Professor Antri from USA also joined.
And so what did you discover when you looked at the benefits of CLA? Does it in fact improve body composition?
In fact, we cannot say this would improve body composition, but many studies quoted that it is improving body composition, but many other studies show contradictory results. So it's very difficult to conclude that it is giving a positive impact on body composition.
What about its anti-inflammatory effects that are claimed? Is it actually anti-inflammatory in nature?
Yes, to a certain extent it is anti-inflammatory, but see, this again, this is contradictory. This is causing, especially the non-CLA. There are mainly two. The conjugated linoleic acids are about 50 isomers. Of that, the 9-CLA and 10-CLA. Could I explain something about the chemistry of these compounds?
Please, please.
Yeah. See, this is a 18-carbon fatty acid, this conjugated linoleic acid. Basically, these are derived from 18-carbon naturally available fatty acid, that is linoleic acid. This is very common, essential fatty acid. And linoleic acid, there is a system of naming the carbons. In systemic naming, normally the carbon number is counted from the COOH end, that is the acidic end. And in omega terminology, the carbon is counted from the omega carbon, that is the last carbon, 18th carbon. When we count from carbon 1, 2, 3, we can see the double bond starts at carbon number 6. That is omega-6 fatty acid. The another popular omega-3 fatty acid, there the carbon starts at third carbon. I mean the double bond starts at third carbon. That the typical example is alpha-linolenic acid, which is common in walnut, flax oils, okay, vegetable oils.
Right.
But in this case of linoleic acid, the first carbon is at sixth position. When we come to the isomer of this linoleic acid, about 56 isomers were identified. Of this, the double bond starts at 10 and 9. The which starts at 10 is we normally name it as 10 CLA, and the isomer which starts, the double bond starts at 9, we call it as 9 CLA. So when we buy the CLA, we normally the composition of the CLA mixture would be 1:1, means 10 CLA would be around normally 40%, and 9 CLA would be another 40%, and the remaining would be some other ingredients, some other including other isomers. Thus, never 100% conjugated linol, pure linoleic acid available in the market, especially in the capsules. So, thus, health effects. We cannot use the word benefits, but better we use the health effects or impact on health. So very often one may be, the impact of one on health may be positive and the other may be negative. Thus, the contradictory effects may be imparted on the health. For instance, the 10 CLA is considered as improving the body composition, but the 9 CLA is considered as enhancing the inflammatory effect. But when these two come together, the effect may be a different one. Sometimes no effect, sometimes some effects are reported. The main question is that the studies are conducted not in a concerted form. Some studies, mainly the studies on CLA, are conducted in developed countries, especially in Europe and America. But in the Asia and such developing countries, the studies are conducted, a few studies are conducted. Thus, the results obtained from the studies in Europe or America could not be extrapolated into humans living in this Asiatic region, mainly because of their food habits different and their lifestyle different. Thus, our study shows that we cannot give a conclusive idea, a conclusive statement that this conjugated linoleic acid, a medical food, or this functional food. In one of our reviews, we published in the same journal some 4 years back. That is the we looked into the health benefits of conjugated linoleic acid with this functional food perspective. But most of the people now contradict the view that CLA is imparting the functional food effect.
Okay, let's do this, Dr. Benjamin. Let's take a quick commercial break. And yeah, when we come back, I want to talk about the purported adverse effects of CLA. Yeah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You've already heard.
heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
New from the makers of MassPro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex. New from the makers of MassPro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Silas Benjamin. We're talking about CLA, which is a big favorite of the fitness community. And as we just discussed a moment ago, the purported benefits of CLA may not be realized, at least not in the research that we just discussed. What about the adverse effects of CLA? And I remember reading somewhere that one of the potential adverse effects of CLA was that it could actually increase insulin resistance.
Yeah. There are many adverse effects we identified. We summarized it from about 200 clinical studies. One of it is milk fat depression. Another one is insulin resistance.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to go back, please, to milk fat suppression. Are we talking about lactating mothers?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
in lactating mothers, the production of milk fat was found less. Because mainly the studies, only we could see three studies, clinical studies, which directly report on the milk fat production in women who were fed with the CLA. In animal studies also it was reported that the cows fed with green fodder, which showed depressed the lower milk production.
Interesting.
But the contrary effect to this would be the lean body fat. That was the in such studies the positive effect was lean body mass when the milk fat production was depressed. And another one, insulin resistance. This was reported in most of the studies, and many inflammatory markers on the intestine, especially irritation of intestine was also noticed. Then another prominent problem reported was oxidative stress, because people are eating regularly this CLA. The oxidative stress was one of the problems the study group people reported. We think the oxidative stress, normally the people eat around 4 gram CLA per day. But when we think it's not too high, but those who regularly take this show this problem, especially oxidative stress, insulin resistance, and irritation of industry.
Well, now the confusing part for me is this. CLA is found naturally in dairy from cows that graze on pastures and eat grass, as opposed to cows that eat corn and grain and soy, in very, very high amounts in their milk. So I'm confused on why CLA would be bad if it's found naturally in some things that we consider beneficial.
And normally, the milk fat contains about 0.5% CLA. But by nutrition management, we could enhance it up to 3%, around normally 2%, but up to 3% we could enhance by this feed management. In every clinical study, there would be a placebo control would be used. The mostly used placebo control is vegetable oils.
Uh-huh.
And towards the end of the paper, we had given a table in which we mentioned the regularly used placebo, that is sunflower oil, flaxseed oil, safflower oil, olive oil, soybean oil. All these oils are containing about 50% of PUFA, polyunsaturated fatty acids, that are the linoleic acid or alpha-linoleic acid acids. But normally, in the studies, we expect that this placebo won't create any positive results. Thus, we consider the placebo as the neutral. But we found that many, as in the rumen of animals,
right,
many bacteria are living in the digestive system of humans and also the gastrointestinal tract. And from that, We found some bacteria like Lactobacillus, the species Bifidobacterium, Rubiria. These bacteria normally found in human gastrointestinal tract, they can produce conjugated linoleic acid from the placebo oil.
Uh-huh.
Thus, normally we expect zero result from the placebo, but the studies the positive result of this organisms which create, which make the conjugated linoleic acid in our body will also produce some result, but normally we nullify this result. In none of the studies we found that this, the positive effect imparted by the microbes living in the gastrointestinal tract producing the conjugated linoleic acid neglected. That was one of the problems, major problems we identified in the clinical studies. So if we add the positive impact of these microbes on the supposed health effects of CLA, and then compare to the real nutrition, the effect will be far less compared to the real one we reported.
Mm-hmm. So in summary, we only have a few minutes left in the interview. Summary, the health benefits have not proven to play out in the research, but the adverse effects have proven to play out in the research. Is that correct?
Yes, some of the health benefits, especially we summarized in the abstract, the graphical abstract we summarized. The improved body composition, anti-inflammatory effect, anti-atherogenic effect, anti-diabetic effect, anti-carcinogenic effect, immunomodulation, osteosynthesis, all these are the highly expected and reported positive effects. But now, by and by, we can see the negative effects are coming up by constant use of this CLA. Normally, the studies were conducted for 12 weeks or maximum 3 months. But by prolonged use, the major problem identified was the oxidative stress and insulin resistance and also irritation of intestine.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. I want to thank you so much for making time to be on the show today, Dr. Benjamin.
Yeah, thank you very much for choosing me for this show. Thank you very much.
Take care. Take care. So there you go. The jury is still out on CLA. If you are using it for body recomp, you may want to rethink that and find a better alternative for body recomp. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to start to talk about low-carbohydrate diets for individuals suffering from obesity and, more importantly, diabetes. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call Recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Satisfaction.
Welcome back. Those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time know that probably about 3 years ago, I started to say that people who were insulin resistant or diabetic needed to think of themselves as carbohydrate intolerant. The same way that individuals who get GI problems from drinking milk think of themselves as lactose intolerant, that those who have metabolic derangements that cause hyperglycemia from even moderate amounts of carbohydrate intake need to think of themselves as carbohydrate intolerant. And I think this is really starting to get picked up in a big way by a lot of people who are caring for these individuals and helping them. But quite frankly, the registered dietitians, by and large, except for a few enlightened ones, and we've got one on with us today, and that is Franziska Spritzler. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. A lot of the registered dietitians, they don't get this yet. They really feel that, hey, you know, and you know what? This is proven by, if you go into any bookstore, you'll see a book for diabetic cookbook, and it has nothing but pastries and cake on the cover and pasta. And you want to just, I just want to bang my head in the wall and go, Why are you doing this to these poor people? You know, it's like, sure, they don't have to give up carbohydrates forever, but they do probably have to limit their carbohydrate intake until the landscape of their insulin sensitivity normalizes, which can happen. As a result of an article that Alex Leaf, our news director, published on our website, Comparison of Carbohydrate-Free Diets Versus Fasting on Plasma Glucose, Insulin, and Glucagon in Type 2 Diabetes, we have you on the show to talk about these interventions, these dietary interventions. Where would you like to start with this discussion? What do you think of my opinion, the terminology, starting to call diabetic people carbohydrate intolerant?
Oh, I think that's brilliant, and that's exactly what I say. People who have diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2, or metabolic syndrome, or pre-diabetes, and I'll just define pre-diabetes as the period Before diabetes, where your A1C is somewhere between 5.7 and 6.4%, and you can't clinically be diagnosed with diabetes yet, but your body is reacting just like somebody with diabetes would. When you have too many carbohydrates, your blood sugar rises after a meal, and your cells are not sensitive to the insulin produced by the pancreas, and therefore the blood sugar stays up too high, and insulin is produced in large quantities, and that can cause a lot of damage to organs. It can cause damage to the arteries, increased risk for so many long-term disabilities, and that's why people should be seen as carbohydrate intolerant, because carbohydrates are the nutrients that are most responsible for increasing blood sugar, much, much more than protein or fat.
So let's talk about this concept for a second, clinical, mm-hmm. this term clinical, right?
Yes.
So imagine if doctors treated, let's say, asphyxiation the same way they treat diabetes, right? You mm-hmm. come into the office, they put a pulse oximeter on you, and they go, wow, you're oxygen levels are dropping, but you're not dead yet. So you're not clinically in trouble yet. Go home. And of course they would. I mean, this is, I'm being facetious here. This is rhetorical. No, but yet they take a person who they've seen maybe over the course of years, and they're watching their blood sugar levels go up marginally, but they're not ready to treat them until it's too late, until they're full-blown diabetes. This is, in my humble opinion, complete dereliction of duty as a physician, because you're watching someone drive all the way up to the cliff, but you're not going to yell, hit the brakes, until they actually start to go off the cliff, and it's too late.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Before I went into private practice, I worked in a large veterans hospital for years, and some of the people that were sent to me, their blood sugar, exactly as you described, was going up year after year. Their A1C was going up year after year, and by the time they were sent to me, they came in thinking they had prediabetes. They said, the doctor said I'm on the border, and their A1C was close to 7%, and I said, you've crossed over the border. You are in diabetes land, and now, unfortunately, now that you have it, it's very difficult to reverse it. If you're in the pre-diabetes level, it's much, much easier. But once you become an overt diabetic, it's very, very difficult. But it can be done. It just takes dietary changes and lifestyle changes. But the sooner you start, the easier it is.
So talk about the results of attempting to treat individuals with type 2 diabetes with a low-carbohydrate diet.
Oh, there's an instant improvement in their postprandial blood sugar levels, which is their blood sugar after eating, 1 to 2 hours after eating. There's a huge improvement. And the degree of carbohydrate restriction varies from person to person. Some people can tolerate more than others. That's why I don't really like across-the-board recommendations, like everybody with diabetes needs to stay under X grams per day or per meal. It's individual. It certainly is a lot less than standard recommendations for every person with diabetes, in my opinion. They should all be eating a lot less. But some can do a little bit more. It depends on their age, how active they are, many different things. So it's a lot of trial and error. So I recommend that everybody have a glucometer so that they can check their blood sugar 1 to 2 hours after eating and tailor the amount of carbohydrates to the numbers that they're seeing. And I really recommend that everyone should stay well below 140 after a meal, 140 milligrams per deciliter after a meal.
Unless there's a caveat there. Now, unless you're eating something that has an extremely high glycemic index and glycemic load. So, for instance, post-workout, a lot of the people in the audience will take sometimes 60 to 80 grams of dextrose in a drink along with whey protein, because they're looking for that 180 spike, because they want to spike insulin, because the theory is that this will shuttle glucose into glycogen storage in muscle. But you're talking about the average meal. If somebody sits down and says, I'm eating lunch, that lunch should not cause postprandial rise much higher than 140, you're saying.
Exactly. It really shouldn't. And in somebody who's not who doesn't have a problem with carbohydrates and doesn't have insulin resistance, it really shouldn't be a problem. Now, as far as the post-workout, really, even if you eat 60 grams of carbohydrate, unless you do have some kind of insulin signaling problem, blood sugar shouldn't be going up, I would say, more than maybe 150 or so. But maybe this is different in the bodybuilding world. But in general, I don't really recommend that people's blood sugars go that high. You don't need to get that amount of spike in blood sugar and insulin to shuttle the fuel into your cells. That's my belief.
Yeah, no, that's great.
As far as somebody, as somebody with diabetes, especially who generally is very insulin resistant, getting their blood sugar up that high after a meal, it may stay that high for many hours, which is really dangerous. If it's a very, very brief spike, it's going to cause less damage. But having that kind of spike every day, and before I went on a low carb diet, I was not overweight. My BMI is low. It's like 19 and was at the time, but I had very high blood sugars after meal, about 180, and I wasn't even eating that many carbs. And that's really what got me on the journey to low carb and finding that it could help not just myself, but of course people with diabetes and metabolic syndrome and prediabetes.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break and pick this discussion up on the other side. However, in the meantime, you have a new book called The Low Carb Dietitian's Guide to Health and Beauty, which, by the way, I think dietitians should be reading because there's a lot of dietitians. Yeah, there's a lot of dietitians out there that don't get this message. And we could talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago, we did a show where we looked at a study that showed that what is considered pre-diabetes and even below, blood sugar levels in the 90 and above range have the same damaging effects on the body that full-blown diabetes does. It just takes longer. So managing blood sugar is really, really critical for longevity. It cannot be ignored. Also, if you'd like to learn more about Franziska Spritzler, you can go to her website, lowcarbdietitian.com. There's a lot of great information there. So, okay, I have this feeling, and I've been saying this for a long time, so my audience, they hear me say things over and over again. I know it annoys them, but sometimes you have to say things enough until everybody gets the picture.
I hear you.
Mainstream medicine, looking at blood sugar by itself, without looking at C-peptide, insulin, is tantamount to driving down a road and looking at your foot and trying to assess how fast you're going by gauging the distance between your foot and the floorboard. And because sugar, looking at blood sugar level tells us nothing. The pancreas could be pumping out gobs and gobs of insulin to keep this person in the 90 range. And it's just a matter of time before it blows out. Why aren't doctors ordering C-peptide along with fasted blood sugar so they can see what's really going on in a person's body?
Yeah, sadly, a lot of doctors just don't have the knowledge. They really don't. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the time. They're, you know, doctors are very overextended. I'm not excusing it, but I'm saying that there are very, very few doctors that are looking at things proactively and looking at things in the pre-diabetes or even before that stage and measuring insulin and things like that. I personally have a good doctor who does all of those things, but most people I know do not. And it's really unfortunate because usually by the time someone's diagnosed, as you said, it's kind of too late. So much damage may have already taken place over years of the high insulin, which it causes just so many problems. It really does. Some people would argue that having high insulin levels are much more damaging than having high blood sugar levels. I think they're equally destructive. High blood sugar definitely damages, like gives you a lot of microvascular complications that are very devastating, like blindness. It can cause problems. You know, you could be on dialysis before you're 40 years old if you have uncontrolled blood sugar. Horrible things that can happen. But having high insulin as well really increases your risk for heart attack and stroke. It causes so many problems in the body, and it makes it very, very difficult to lose weight when you have those high insulin levels. It's a real problem, and I do wish that more doctors would look into this because I think that's at the heart of cardiovascular disease, much more so than cholesterol and the values that they're looking at. They'll say, oh, your cholesterol is fine, and cholesterol may be fine, the total cholesterol, but What does the pattern look like? What kind of LDL do you have? What are your triglycerides like and your HDL cholesterol? All of those have to be looked at. And when you're eating a lot of carbohydrates and your pancreas is pumping out a lot of insulin and you have like features of the metabolic syndrome going on, even if your blood sugar isn't that high yet,
right,
you could be having a lot of damage going on.
Never mind your blood sugar, because most people don't even check their. I started using my glucometer back in 2002. I wasn't diabetic. I figured I checked the oil in my car. I want to check the blood in my body too. And
yeah.
So, and so, you know, when I think about people who they don't look at their blood sugar. If a woman fits in her size 2 or 3 dress, she figures she's fine. If a guy can still wear his size 34, 36 pants, he figures he's fine. The real problem that's going on right now is a very, very silent problem. Because those individuals who go, well, I've got a good BMI, so I'm fine. They're the ones at greatest risk because they don't realize that they're diabetic already. And I want to give an example. I have a good friend who is getting ready to go on a cruise with his wife. So about 4 months before the cruise, he started eating one meal a day. It was a salad, and he started doing stupid amounts of cardio, an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, or an hour or two at night after work, and he was so proud that he was, quote-unquote, losing weight. Our society is so fixated on losing weight that they have no idea what reckless, irresponsible dieting can do to you. Guess what? He's pre-diabetic right now. He lost so much muscle in his weight, his goal to lose weight, that he is now skinny fat and his blood sugar levels are going through the roof and he can't understand why. And I said to him, I'm going to omit his name. I said, Joe, I said, you've lost so much muscle is metabolic currency. It's what burns up the sugar. You've lost so much sugar that your basal metabolic rate is that of a 14-year-old girl now. And anything you eat is going to send your blood sugar through the roof. And it's happening now.
Oh, that's really unfortunate. And as you said, he thought he was doing everything right. He thought he was doing everything he could possibly do to be healthy because of the information or misinformation that he had received.
Yes.
Yeah.
BMI is really not that important. I'll tell you the truth, because I'm obese according to the BMI, but I'm very lean and I'm very muscular. So my blood sugar is 76 in the morning when I check it. 76.
That's so excellent. Yeah, we shouldn't get too focused on BMI. And as I said, mine was low, and I was following what I thought was a healthy diet. You know, it was low fat. It was a lot of carbs, but they were all good carbs, you know. But my body could not handle that amount of carbohydrates. And
right.
I think it happens to a lot of people and a lot of dietitians. I bet if you checked a lot of dietitians' blood sugar after an hour or two after eating, you would find similar things going on, and they would be shocked too. And I would actually like to, any dietitians that are listening, to invite them to do this. Buy a glucometer and start checking your blood sugar 1 to 2 hours after a meal and see what happens. I'm 48. This all started happening to me when I was 40, in my mid-40s, 44.
Right.
And I'm telling you, once you get to a certain age, you do, things change hormonally, and you may be reacting to carbs in a different way than you did when you were younger.
Well, and as you point out on your website, we've actually had people from UCLA on the show that have linked high blood sugar levels to things like PCOS. And there's a study that we're trying to get the author on right now that young girls who drink an average of one sugary soda a day reach menarche much faster than girls who don't consume that sugar. And we know, God, 8 years ago I did a show that showed that it was glucose signaling that caused cellular senescence. When glucose goes up, the body ages faster. And I don't mean just getting old and wrinkly. It goes through the aging process faster. It's like hitting the fast forward button on your life.
Yep. It's so true. It's so true. And the problem is nobody sees it. Nobody really wants to investigate and look at it because it means changing all of the dietary information that we've been giving out. You know, it's everyone's so focused on fat and keeping the fat intake down that they're drinking juice all the time. That's huge too. It's not just soda. It's drinking juice. And juice is a very, very concentrated form of sugar. And it reacts, your body can react the same way as, drinking a soda in terms of the amount of carbs, the amount of simple sugar that gets into your bloodstream right away, drives up your blood glucose.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the type of restricted carbohydrate diets that you see working for people. Is it enough to just cut out the starchy carbs, or are some of the starchy carbs still good, like red potatoes and stuff like that?
For some people it is, but for many people with diabetes and pre-diabetes, you actually do have to go quite a bit lower in carbs and cut out most of the starchy foods. Maybe occasionally, like at Thanksgiving or something, pick your favorite starch and have some of it, but not a ton. But generally, I recommend getting carbohydrates from vegetables, some low-sugar fruits like berries, maybe mm-hmm. a little melon here and there, and nuts. And, you know, if you tolerate dairy, then like Greek yogurt. But that would be about it. Some people can do little sweet potatoes every now and then. But other people, and I'm one of them, I eat half a cup of sweet potato, and my blood sugar really it goes up a lot higher than I'm comfortable with.
Right.
So I can't tolerate those things, but I'm happy with the amount of food that I'm allowed on this diet and eating, you know, high quality protein and healthy fats. I eat half an avocado every day. I remember a time where I thought avocado was just too high in fat
I know.
And calories. Myself to a tablespoon or two, you know, of guacamole, and that was it.
I know. We were out one night, Elisa and I, with a friend, and we were eating some Mexican food. I always get the fajitas without the, and I don't eat the tortilla. I just eat the vegetables mm-hmm. and the beef. And this girl was, she was going to town on the chips, but then she didn't want to eat the avocados. She didn't want to eat the guacamole because it was too much fat. And I just looked at Elisa and I shook my head, and I'm thinking, you know, it's just all that misinformation out there is just unbelievable. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'd like to try to give people some good steps that they can use their glucometer to actually mm-hmm. test meals. And what should they see, the area under the curve? What should they see immediately, 30 minutes, an hour later, and so on? How about that?
Sounds great. We'll do it when we come back.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Pro Protein bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince.
since 1935.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with registered dietitian Franziska Spritzler. Her book is The Low-Carb Dietitian's Guide to Health and Beauty, How a Whole Food, Low-Carbohydrate Lifestyle Can Help You Look and Feel Better Than Ever. And if you have a friend that's a dietitian, buy this book for them, because most dietitians don't get this. They just don't. I'm sorry. And you know what? I don't want to sound mean, but if you look at some of the dietitians, you know they're not getting it because they're not following it. My father used to say, don't go to a barber who's bald. He doesn't know what it's like to have hair. He's not going to do a good job with yours. And if I have to go to a dietitian and I'm struggling with my weight and diabetes and I sit across from a dietitian who's clearly 75, 85 pounds overweight, I don't know that I want advice from that dietitian. I'm not a big believer in do as I say, not as I do. So...
I hear you. I don't want to, take anything away from dietitians that are overweight, because some of them are actually very, very, good at their jobs and very caring and have helped people. But I do understand wanting to go to somebody who looks like they practice what they preach.
Yeah.
And can help you get into shape and get healthier.
Well, and you know why, Franziska? Because you're right. There are dietitians out there who have trouble with their own weight, but they can teach other people how to, they know the steps, they know the rudimentary steps to doing what you need to do. But how, if I'm coming to a dietitian, my doctor says, look, you got to get this stuff in shape. I'm going to send you to this dietitian. You go to the dietitian, you look at the dietitian, you go, oh my God, the dietitian looks like he or she is in worse shape than I am. How serious are you going to take your doctor's words? If it's so important for you, why isn't the dietitian following that advice? Why is the dietitian are they immune to health problems? Of course not. So you need to find people who live the life that they're promoting. I'm sorry. You do. That's really the long and short of it. All right. So since it's individual, what can people do if they get a glucometer? What's the steps? Eat a meal. How soon do you check? What are you looking for? How soon do you check again? What are you looking for?
Okay. What I say is you eat your meal and you test the first time 1 hour after you started the meal. Not 1 hour after you finished it, 1 hour after you started. So if you eat lunch at 12, assuming it doesn't take you a whole hour to eat, most people finish their meals in somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes.
Right.
You would check again at about 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And there, that may be your highest level, but it may not be until 2 hours. Everyone's different.
Mm.
And people with diabetes, it tends to be a little bit later. People without diabetes, usually their spike will be at the 1 hour mark, maybe an hour and a half. People with diabetes will be somewhere between 1.5 and 2 hours. Some even after that. So I would say definitely test at 1 hour and then test again at, you know, at least at the beginning, test again at 1.5 hours and see the difference. If it's gone up since that 1 hour, then you want to test again. If it's gone down since the 1 hour, then you already hit your peak. You don't need to test anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I would test again every half hour until your blood sugar is lower. And if it doesn't get any lower, if it stays elevated, that's a real problem. That means that your insulin, either insulin signaling isn't working correctly, you're not producing enough, or more likely you're producing insulin, but your cells are resistant and your pancreas is pumping out more insulin.
Wow. And so, and I guess people should test every meal in the beginning if you're worried about being diabetic. And I'll tell you something else. When I first started doing this, I did it because I wanted to be leaner. And because what I learned was if you kept insulin low and you kept blood sugar low and you kept those levels stable throughout the day, you were less likely to store new fat. So if you are somebody who's really trying to dial your diet in and you're looking to lose weight, you can stop guessing. Oh, well, so-and-so said that I should eat every 3 hours and this is what, no, so-and-so may be wrong. If you don't test to see how that individual meal affects your individual physiology, you may not be able to lose the body fat you're trying to lose.
That's right. That's right. And it may vary from meal to meal. Many people with diabetes or insulin resistance have their most trouble at breakfast. You know, they first of all, they wake up and their blood sugar may be elevated to start with, and then they're really very resistant to the insulin that's produced in response to whatever they eat for breakfast. So I do recommend that the morning meal contain fewer carbohydrates. If you know, if you're cutting back on carbs, I would start with that morning meal. I think you'll get most immediate results there. And I think you were also asking before the break, like, what numbers should we be looking for at each thing?
Mm-hmm.
I personally think it should never go over 140. If it doesn't go over 120, that's even better. But 140, I think, is if your blood sugar is ever going above 140, we do have some research indicating that that can cause problems, especially if it's happening after most meals. Once in a while, you know, the day of your birthday or something, if you go up to, you know, 160, 180 or something because you had a piece of cake and you don't do it anymore, okay. But not on a regular basis. And having blood sugar spiking several times a day, every day, is going to cause problems down the road, unless you're one of those very, very lucky individuals who doesn't develop complications. But most people will at some point. And the more that you stress your pancreas has a limited amount of beta cells, and the function, and their function can deteriorate over time. So continually putting a lot of pressure on it to produce insulin in response to these higher carbohydrate meals, that's where you can wear out your pancreas and develop full-blown diabetes at some point.
How do you feel about supplements when you know, okay, so I'm Italian. Let's say, okay, I really want a big bowl of pasta tonight, and I know what that's going to do to me. So how do you feel about things like apple cider vinegar 15, 20 minutes before a high carbohydrate meal, or even more exotic things like berberine or R-alpha lipoic acid for those occasions where you know you're going to do something that's going to spike blood sugar?
Hmm. Okay. So vinegar does have an effect on insulin sensitivity. And it also helps to delay stomach emptying, so you feel fuller and your blood sugar isn't going to spike as quickly. Berberine can be very effective as well, and especially with insulin resistance and improving your fasting blood sugar. If you really want the big bowl of pasta, and if you're going to eat it regardless, even if I would recommend, you know, doing a smaller amount of it or
right.
trying to add a lot of vegetables to it to blunt that insulin, that blood sugar and insulin spike, I think those things will probably attenuate and help the blood sugar response. But I, at least in my case, I know having a big bowl of pasta, whatever I took with it, I would still have higher blood sugar than I'd be comfortable with. So I just wouldn't do it. That's what I would do. Have you ever tried? It's not quite the same, and I shouldn't be asking an Italian guy.
No, please.
It, but have you ever tried the the miracle noodles?
Yes, they used to be a sponsor on the show. They haven't been a sponsor in many, many years, so I can say this now, okay? But I couldn't stand the, when you open that bag up, the smell of the water that's in there with the noodle. It was so repulsive that even though I would rinse them and wash them and then cover them with sauce, that smell was reminiscent of there was an old truck tire recapping factory up the street from my house in Brooklyn when I was a kid. And they used to, and the smell of the burning rubber and the vulcanizing flames that they, it smells just like Miracle Noodle. I couldn't get past that smell. Isn't that something?
I hear you. I hear you on that. I think it's kind of fishy smelling. I definitely rinse it really well under a colander for several minutes, and then I pan fry them. To me, those though, they give you a lot of volume. They're healthy, but I understand the smell.
Francisca, I don't even eat pasta anymore, and I don't even miss it. So you know. My mother didn't make a lot of pasta. She didn't make a lot of pasta when I was a kid. Pasta was like a Christmas time. You had a bowl of pasta, you know. But we didn't. My mother made like peasant foods, lots of soups and stews and things like that. So we didn't gravitate to pasta. So it's not like something I even miss at this point in my life. Here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break. We'll come back and we'll discuss more about this low-carb diet for diabetes, which I think more diabetic people need to start doing this, because I'm going to tell you something. 6 months, maybe a year, you can actually reverse your type 2 diabetes and live a much longer, stronger, healthier life. Your doctor's not telling you about this. That's why you got to go out and get the book, The Low-Carb Dietitian's Guide to Health and Beauty, because this is these are the kind of diets that can change lives. If you, and I know my audience, the nation of superhumans that we are, we don't have these problems, but we have friends and relatives that have these problems. So these books need to be recommended. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Now I'm lost, and I'm screaming for help.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Franziska Spritzler. And I'm sorry for mispronouncing your first. Franziska Spritzler. And we're talking about low-carb diets for people with diabetes, which really, we shouldn't even have to discuss this. It's a great way to not only stop the damage from your diabetes, but actually over time reverse insulin resistance. It's been shown to reverse insulin resistance in at least 99% of the people who try it. So when we talk about low carbs, what are we really talking about threshold-wise? I know it's individual for each person, but what does a meal look like for the average diabetic person or even pre-diabetic person who's thinking, I want to get this under control before it becomes diabetes?
Okay, well, I always recommend basing my recommendations on net carbs versus total carbs. So that means subtracting out any fiber. I recommend somewhere between about 10 all the way up to 30 grams per meal. So it really depends on the person, but I think everyone can tolerate 10 grams per meal. That ends up being 30 grams per day, and that's not very much, but it gives you enough room for vegetables, nuts, and all those other things that I mentioned before. And for somebody who can do 30 grams a day, you can have larger quantities of those foods and maybe even include some of the higher-carb vegetables. You know, maybe carrots and beets and some of those other ones. But a lot of people with diabetes who are using it just diet to control it need to stay very, very low in carbs for the day. So for breakfast, having 3 eggs and spinach or kale or some kind of vegetable, if you can tolerate more carbs, you can have some berries with it and maybe some nuts. And then you can coffee or tea with cream is what I would recommend. That'd be a breakfast. And lunch, some type of protein, either fish or chicken or beef, maybe eggs or Greek yogurt, and vegetables, nuts, maybe avocado, berries if you can tolerate them, and then dinner would be a lot like lunch. And as far as protein intake, I'm a little higher than what I'm seeing out there right now. I'm seeing a lot of people talking about in order to stay in ketosis, you want to keep your protein down, but I'm of the opinion that, you know, protein is so important, and most people are probably getting less than they need than enough. So I recommend somewhere between about 1.2 to 1.8 grams per kilogram.
That's good.
Daily. And in my
I think you got to make a decision, okay? Are you looking to be in ketosis or are you looking to be low carb? There's a lot of people out there who say, "Oh, I'm eating a ketogenic diet." And when you, okay, a true ketogenic diet is 3 grams or more of fat to 1 gram combined protein and carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. So when, and I know people who are going, they're really more paleo. They're eating like high protein, vegetables, healthy fats, and very, very little in the way of starchy or dense carbohydrates. And they go, well, I'm eating a ketogenic diet. And I don't want to correct them and say, no, you're really not. You're probably not in ketosis. Because they'll go, well, why am I losing weight? And I'll say, well, that's because a high protein, low carbohydrate diet in and of itself will make you lose weight. It doesn't have, you don't have to be in ketosis to lose weight.
Absolutely. Ketogenic diets, honestly, they're very high-fat ketogenic diets. Those are wonderful for neurological disorders like epilepsy.
Yes.
And
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, possibly brain cancer, and some other issues with the central nervous system. But for people who want to lose weight, it's actually better to eat more protein. That really drives, and you can... It's having the low carbs and the higher protein intake and not being afraid of fat. It's certainly not a low-fat diet. I think that's part of the problem dietitians see with a low-carb diet, that it's too high in fat and protein. It does contain more fat and protein than traditional diets, but it's the protein that really helps to keep your appetite down and helps you to preserve lean muscle. That's what I worry about with these very, very strict ketogenic diets.
Yes.
The fat is making up 80% of your intake, and your protein is very low in terms of what you need, especially for people who are active. You can be losing lean muscle mass, and that might be the weight that you're losing. You know, you may not be seeing what you want to see in the mirror, even though the scale is moving downward. So I do appreciate a higher intake of protein than is currently being talked about in ketogenic diet circles, but definitely low carb. So I guess I'm more along the paleo lines too, where it's protecting your muscle mass. And it is somewhat individualized. Some people do better on the lower side of the protein scale. Sometimes people with diabetes, if they have too much protein, that can increase their blood sugar as well. Especially people with type 1 diabetes and certain people with type 2. So, again, it's a matter of testing your blood sugar, watching the scale, seeing how you feel, watching the way clothes fit, and all of those things is going to give you a lot of information in personalizing the diet.
Do you know, I often refrain from quoting a study that was done in the 20s by two British scientists called Keckwick and Pawan. Are you familiar with that study?
Yes, I am.
I'm always hesitant to quote it because I feel that there were certain controls that were not taken into account in the diet. There were some flaws in the research itself, but the flaws are more technical in the way research is done, as opposed to, in my humble opinion, actually may have skewed the results. But when you look at Keckwick and Pawan's research, they fed women an isocaloric diet, and the only requirement between the three different groups was group A had to get 80% of their meals from carbohydrate sources, group B protein sources, and group C from fat sources. And the only group that gained weight on the isocaloric diet was the group that got 80% of their diet from carbohydrate sources.
Right.
You know, the other day I was reading a Facebook post and somebody was saying, you know, we have all these authorities out there today. And I'm not an authority. I just do a radio show. I'm actually in search of information, and the audience is as well. And there's so many authorities out there that say, you know what, it's all about calories, and there's no food that will make you gain weight, and there's no food that will make you lose weight. And if Keckwick and Pawan's research is even given 50% of the gravity that it deserves, that's not true. There are foods that will make you prone to gaining weight if they cause a rapid rise in blood sugar, and there are foods that will make you lose weight because they have either a thermogenic effect in that the calories required to digest them leave a net amount of calories behind that is not enough to spike insulin and start fat storage. And so, you know, calories are important. They're a metric to measure things, but what you make those calories out of is equally important and cannot be ignored.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And that's true. And yes, definitely protein has the highest thermic effect. It definitely does. They've done lots of research on this. And protein has the highest thermogenic effect after it's consumed. So I completely agree with this. And the carbohydrate intake of an individual is variable from person to person. What they can tolerate is going to vary from person to person. But when you look at the amount of people that are overweight and obese and or have diabetes in our society, it's obvious that many of them are consuming too much for their tolerance, and that we need to really address that and not, you know, stress a low-fat diet. So many people are still talking about low-fat diet. I'm hearing a lot about plant-based diets that are extremely low in fat being very healthy, and I don't agree with that either. And I'm just really glad that people like you do shows like this for educating.
But you know,
but the research really shows.
Yeah, but you know what, Francisca, we don't have the audience that those groups have that are promoting. Mm-hmm. You know, the vegan agenda is afoot right now. You know, Jay-Z and Beyonce just invested in a company that prepares vegan meals and delivers them to people. It's like there's this whole. It's just, you know what, and I got to be honest with you, and we've said this before on the show. I'm kind of glad that I feel like the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. And 200 or 300 years from now, there's going to be a thinning of the herd, and the people that are going to be standing in full force on the other side of this thinning of the herd is actually going to be the people who get it. That fat is not bad for you. Too much carbohydrates are. Grains are not the greatest thing for you because they cause inflammation. It's like all this information that's kind of countercultural that the masses, that I like to call lemmings, they don't get it because they're busy listening to the people who are telling them what they want to hear instead of what they should hear.
That's so right. I know.
It's like a small club we have here, and I'm happy that it's a small club. Okay, so the book is called The Low Carb Dietitian's Guide to Health and Beauty. If you know someone who is struggling with prediabetes, diabetes, or even obesity, this is a great book for them. And if you take anything away from this discussion, buy yourself a glucometer and start seeing how your individual meals affect you. What you may find is the reason that you're having trouble losing body fat is that your body individually responds in ways to certain meals that are promoting fat storage. If you can unlock that one little thing and fix it, you will see the fat fall off your body quickly, quickly. Francisca, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me, Carl. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. All right, so also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour Science for Humans. If you are someone who is prone to fever sores or herpes zoster, or any of the herpes simplex viruses, make sure you're getting enough lysine in your diet, and that can be gotten from food sources. And also, thank you to Silas Benjamin, Dr. Silas Benjamin, for coming on and talking about CLA. The jury is still out on CLA, that's for sure. So, all right, thank you for listening today. Tomorrow's Thursday. We've got Trans Evolutionary Fitness for the first hour and much more. See you then.